Begin the current daf and start this vachem daf dal. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our Mishnah to open up this mesechta. We mentioned that there's an obligation of sacrificing a carbon, doing the avoidis lishma for the sake of this carbon. However, if one does a carbon, let's say a shlam, for the purpose of an oila, so that's going to be kasher, but it's not going to be oila lebam shem chayv, the person's not going to have considered that he fulfilled his obligation. And that asks the Gemara, menolam de be'inon zvich lishma. Let's go through the four primary avoidis that are done regarding a carbon. The first one is the slaughtering. How do we know that slaughtering has to be done lishma? Meaning, as we said, leketchila initially, because after the fact we said the carbon is going to be kosher. But how do we know initially that it has to be done for the sake of this carbon? Because, as Rashi points out, although we said on the previous daf that we know from the pasuk meitzav esecha tishma that person has to do it as that carbon, and however, if he does for a different carbon, it's not going to be qualified as a neder, rather as a nedava, because it's not going to be considered as someone doing it appropriately. However, it doesn't say there in the pasuk regarding avaidus. It doesn't say where it's a problem, what is the obligations. So there the Gemara begins the discussion by asking, how do we know regarding the first of the four primary avaidus regarding a carbon, which is slaughtering it, how do we know that has to be done lishma for the sake of this animal, for this shlam and this ayla, and not for a different carbon? Says the Gemara, Damakra. Pasuk says in Yikra, v'imzevach shlamim karbani. If it's a slaughtering of a carbon shlamim, that's his carbon, that's his sacrifice. So the pasuk talks about the halacha of a carbon shlam. But says the Gemara, what did we learn from this seemingly extra word zevach? Shtei zvicha l'shem shlamim. That the slaughtering, that's what the word zevach means, should be for the purposes of a shlamim. So you see that the zvich has to be l'shem shlam, because or else just say v'im shlam karbani. What's zevach? To tell you that the zvich has to be for the intention of that carbon. That is the Gemara. How do you know that? Maybe that is the name of the carbon. It's not just called Ishlam, it's called a Zevach Shlam. But it's not said because that the zvicha, the slaughtering, should be for the purposes of, as in the definition of Shechita, of slaughtering for the purpose of Shlam. Maybe it is called Zevach Shlam. And that says the Gemara, no, you can't say that, because in the fact that we have other psukim, for example, Hamakrivis Dama Shlamim, when it talks about he should bring near the blood of the carbon shlam, or another pasuk, Hazerik is dam shlam. He should spray the blood of the shlam. Now, by those psukim, v'leiksev zevach, it doesn't say the word zevach, and v'hachiksev zevach, but here it says the word zevach. Obviously, the carbon is not called zevach shlam, because then the other psukim would only be saying half the name. Obviously, shema mino, what we can infer from that is that, no, zevach is not the name of the carbon, it's called shlam. So what's the extra word zevach telling you? Shtei zvicha l'shem shlamim, that the slaughtering should be for the intentionality of it being a shlamim, which we see that is an obligation of lishma by the shechita. So says the Gemara, fine, ashkan zvicha. We found the source that the slaughtering has to be l'ketchila initially, lishma. Shara vaydis minolan. How do we know regarding the other acts of service of a carbon that they also have to be initially lishma? Says the Gemara, v'chitim alel mesvicha. And if you're going to say, well, learn it out from slaughtering. Just like slaughtering is one of the dal avoidis requires lishma, so to the others. And that says the Gemara, no, because mal esvicha, whereas, yeah, we find the stringency of lishma by slaughtering, shekein, because we find a different stringency that's unique by slaughtering, that's nifsalo shalei l'shem eichel mepesach. That it becomes invalidated if it was slaughtered by a carbon pesach for those that cannot eat. Meaning, if someone slaughters a carbon pesach, for those that can't eat, for example, an elderly person or an ill person who can't eat even an olive-sized amount of the carbon pesach, that's an invalidation in the carbon pesach, even if that elderly person or sick person is the owner of that carbon. Because the pasuk says, ish lefi achle, everyone according to what he could eat. And eating is the minimum, is a kezais, is an olive-sized. In contrast, by other avodas of the Karban Pesach, they do not invalidate if they're done, let's say the Kabbalah or the Zrika or the Halacha, if it's done for those that can't eat, that wouldn't be invalidating. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk says Techesu. The Braisa teaches in Pesachim of Samach Aleph Manav, the Rebbe says, the word Techesu is from this, the language of the Sursi, which is like someone who says to his friend, Koisli Tlezeh, slaughter for me this sheep. As the Gemara says in Pesachim and Chesam Beis, that there is no psul of oichlin by Zrika. It's only by the Shechita that if one is still slaughtering it for someone they can't eat, that would be an invalidation. So we find the stringency by slaughtering that you don't find by the other avaidis. Maybe therefore slaughtering is the one that has the stringency of Lashma. How do you know? And you wouldn't be able to learn on the other avaidis from Shechita. So El Rather says the Gemara, Amakra, the pasuk that we mentioned before, says, Hamakriv es dam hashlamim. Someone who brings near the blood of the shlamim. Which the Braisa teaches, that's referring to Kabbalah, which is the second of the avodas after slaughtering. So someone brings a bowl and receives the blood from the neck of the animal, where, like the Brisa says, Vekrivu ze Kabbalah Sadam. That refers to the receiving of the blood. Which that teaches us, Shtei Kabbalah L'Shem Shlamim. That the reception of the blood, why is it Hamakav is Dama Shlam? Why is it Hamakav is Damai? Why is it Dama Shlam? To say, because yeah, the one who receives the blood has to have the intention that for this carbon, Lishma, for this, where it's told about there in the parashah of Islam. That is the Gemara. So then, Belichta Brechman by Kabbalah. So then the Torah letter should have just written this pasuk, which would have taught us the Lishma by Kabbalah, by the receiving of the blood. Velel of Shechita Minah. And let's learn out the obligation of slaughtering Lishma from Kabbalah. Why do you need both? Says the Gemara, no, Mishum Deikel Mifrach, because you could ask and say, Mal Kabbalah, yeah, maybe receiving the blood, that second of the four Avodas has the stringency of doing Lishma, Shekem Basula Bazar Ve'isha, because it's invalidated to be done by a non-Kayin or a woman. In contrast, slaughtering is actually kosher by a non-Kayin, as the Gemara teaches in the third Perek of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So maybe Kabbalah has that stringency, therefore it requires Lishma, you wouldn't know Shechita, that's why you need a separate Pasuk, as we just brought before regarding Shechita. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechan Shechita b'Kabbalah. So we have a source for the slaughtering and the receiving of the blood, the first two avodas that require lishma. Zrika minalan. How do we know the fourth avodah, that of throwing the blood, that requires lishma too? And v'chita melelif mehani. And if you're going to say, well, let's learn it out from Shechita and Kabbalah. No. Malahani, what we find by Shechita and Kabbalah stringencies is shekin tu'unay safin. First of all, as the Gemara says in Perek Ezim Mekamin later on, Daf Mem Tesim and Aleph, which it learns out from Sukkim, that the slaughtering and the Kabbalah of certain karbon is required to be done on the northern part of the Azara. And b'yeshin b'chatois ha'panimiyas. It also applies the avodas of Shechita and Kabbalah by certain karbonis of chatas, which are, its blood is brought inside the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach Hazav. In contrast, the throwing of the blood on Mizbeach HaChitzen does not apply to Chatois HaPanimius. So there's two stringencies that apply uniquely to the Shechita and Kabbalah that doesn't apply to Zrika. So maybe only Shechita and Kabbalah have the stringency of Lishma and not Zrika. So Ela Makra rather says the Gemara, the Pasuk that says earlier, says Hazerik es Dam HaShlam, the one who throws the blood of the Shlam. Here also, why does it say es Dam HaShlam? To tell you Shtei Zrika L'Shem Shlam, that the throwing of the blood also has to be with the intention of it being a carbon Shlam. So the Gemara asks, "V'lecht rechman the mizrika." Let us have just said the obligation of lishma by the throwing of the blood. V'lelev mina, and let all the others learn it from it. Says the Gemara, "No, mishum deikel mifrach," because you could refute that and that mamatzina and say, "No, mal izrika." Yeah, what we find the stringency of lishma by the throwing of the blood is because can we find a different stringency that applies uniquely to zrika? That's chayev aleo zar misa. That there's a liability for a non-kohen who does zrika that is liable for the death penalty. In contrast, slaughtering is actually kosher, is valid to be done by a non-kohen. And even Kabbalah and Halacha, receiving the blood and transporting the blood, even though they're invalid to be done by a non-kohen, there is no liability of the death penalty, as the Gemara says, Pesachas Yumnef Chavdal and Aleph, that there are four avodas, four acts of service, that a non-kohen is liable for the death penalty. They are the throwing of the blood, the Zrika, there's the Haktara, there's the burning on the Mizbeach, there's Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayim, the pouring of the libations of the water and of the wine. Why specifically these four things? Because the Pasuk that talks about Vazahar Karav Yumas, that the non-kohen who does the avodah is going to die, says over there Vavadtam. Now the word Vavadtam can be broken up into two words and in two different ways. One way of reading it is Avodas Matana, that it has to be an act of giving, which unlike certain avodas which is taking away, it has to be an act of giving. Moreover, a way of reading it is Avodas. So it has to be avodas matan, not taking away. And also, is avodatama, has to be the completion, an act of ending, and not an avodah that has after it in its sequence another avodah finishing up that service, and all these other things, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, is not the end. It has another avodah after it, which is zrika. Now, zrika is the last one. So zrika is chayv misa when it's done by a non-kohen, in contrast to all the other things. So you wouldn't be able to learn out the other ones from zrika, because maybe only zrika who has that chumrah would have the chumrah of lishma. So the Gemara says, fine, ashkechan kulu. So we found the source for all of them, meaning for shechita, kabbalah, and zrika, but halacha menalan. How do we know, regarding the act of carrying the blood to the Mizbeach, where then it's thrown, how do we know that has to also be done Lishma? And says the Gemara V'chita, Melelith Mekula, and if you're going to say, well, let's learn that from a Mamatzina, a Tzara Shava, a common denominator by all the other three, where they're all acts of service and they require Lishma, so too I'll include Halacha, and that says the Gemara, no, Malakulu, what we find by the other three, Shekin Avaydashi Evshel Avatala. There's acts of service that cannot be nullified. They're intrinsic and integral to every carbon. Time of Ba'alach, in contrast, regarding the transportation of the blood, She'ev Shalavadla, where it could be voided, meaning if a person wants to, he could slaughter the animal right at the side of the Mizbech and just throw it. So you'll slaughter, you'll get the blood, you'll throw it, as the Mishnah teaches later on Daf Yud Gimel Aleph, and therefore it's not an integral avoida, maybe there we're not going to have the stringency of Lishma. So El Rather says the Gemara, the source is from here. Amakra, the Pasuk says in Mayikra, the Hikriv Esakol HaMizbech, that it should bring near everything to the Mizbech. Now, Amamar, the master had explained this Pasuk and said, what does this mean, he should bring it near to the Mizbech? Zuhaylochas Eivarm Lekevish. It means bringing the limbs to the ramp to then bring it and sacrifice it on the Mizbech. However, Vitanya learned in another Braisa that talks about a different Pasuk. And it says, V'shacharis Ben HaBakar, that he should slaughter the young cattle. And it says, V'hikrivoi B'nei Aaron HaKohanim, that, and as we mentioned this pasuk before this drasha, that the sons of Aaron, the Kehanim, they should bring near. What is that referring to? It says, the Braisa Zu Kabbalas Adam. This is referring to the receiving of the blood. Now, the way we know that it's referring to the Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, albeit that the terminology that's being used in the pasuk is one of Hailacha, because bringing near is the transportation, is because it's said right after the slaughtering, and you can't explain it that it's referring to Hailacha, and even though the terminology is one of Hailacha, as we said just before regarding the previous Braisa, of the transportation of the limb, where it says the terminology of Hakrava, which is the terminology of bringing near, which is Hailacha. Yet, so although this Braisa, which is the source for the Halacha of Kabbalah, used the terminology of Hakrava, so the apagrachaman, the Beloshna Hailacha, the Torah goes and includes the Avoid of Kabbalah in the terminology of transportation. Why? Remember to tell you this halacha that we're telling you, the halacha l'tavka machal kabbalah, that transportation should never be excluded from the status of receiving of the blood. They have the same halacha. So therefore, just like kabbalah is going to, requires it to be done l'shma, so too halacha requires it to be done l'shma. Says the Gemara, fine. V'ashkechan shina kodesh. So we found the source for all the four avodah, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, and zrika, regarding that it requires to be done initially l'shma, when it's a change of the carbon itself, of kodesh, that if one does, let's say, an oila for a shlamim, that initially is problematic. But shina b'ilam analim, it says the Gemara, how do we know, regarding the change of status of the owner, that you have to slaughter that the carbon should be done with the intention that the owner should have an atonement, and not that it should be an atonement for someone else? Because as the Mishnah teaches later on, the Memvav Mebeis, which we had quoted this previously, Daf, that regarding six things, a carbon has to be slaughtered. And one of them is, L'shem Zevech, for the namesake of the one who is bringing the carbon. And that has to be, how do we know that it has to be for the purposes of the name of the one who's bringing the carbon, and that one cannot change and have a mind for a different person having that carbon being brought from? So on that, Amar Pinchas Bari Devami, he says, because Amakra, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra, it says, Uvisar Zevach Toide Shlomav, and the meat of the carbon of a Toide of his Shlomim, the Pasuk concludes that on the day of his bringing it should be eaten, it should not be left over for the following day. A carbon Toide is only for one day and one night. Now, what's the extra word Zevach? Just say, Uvisar Toide Shlomav. What's coming to teach is Shatei Zvich L'Shem Toide, that its slaughtering should be for the intention of being a carbon Toide. Now, says the Gemara as follows. If this is not teaching us something regarding the carbon taida, that it has to be, that it's a problem if you do it for a different type of a carbon, why? Why isn't it teaching it for that? The nafkalei mahasam. Because we already learned it out from there, which we brought previously. We already have a source for shchita by shina kodesh, that it's problematic, that has to be done l'shma. So then what's it telling us that it has to be done for the sake of a taida? Not for shina kodesh, but tenei in l'shina bailam. This is a common halachic dictum regarding the drushes of the Torah, what's called im eina inyan. If you can't use it for the context that's teaching you, then you use it for another related context, which would be not shina kodesh, but rather shina bailam. Well, that is the Gemara. V'hai l'hachi hu da'as, is that really what this extra word zevach, is that what this pasuk is coming to teach, this halacha, that you have to have that the shvi l'shem bailam when you're doing the zvicha of a carbon? But hami ba'ili l'kedetanya, but you need it for a different halacha, is taught in the following braisa. The Braisa quotes this pasuk and says, "Basar zevach toide shlamav," in the meat of the slaughtering of the carbon toide of hishlamim, where Abachanan Oibim Shumer Beliazi says, "Bala lama," what this pasuk is coming to teach is that toide sheshachta l'shem shlamim kshera. If when one is bringing a thanks offering, if let's say he got out of jail, he survived a journey, he brings a carbon toide thanks offering, and if he slaughters it with the intention that it's a shlamim, it's going to be kosher, and that it's going to even fulfill the obligation of the one who's bringing it, whereas shlamim sheshach l'shem taida psula. But if he brings a carbon shlamim and he has in mind that it should be a taida, that's going to be invalid, meaning it's going to be kosher, but it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the one who took a nedu to bring this carbon shlamim. Which explains the price. So, ma hefesh bin zeh lezeh. What's the difference between those two cases? Why toidiv shlamim is good and shlamim betoidiv is not good? It's because, like the pasuk showed us, toidiv kruya shlamim. A toidiv is called, it's under the category, the umbrella of shlamim. Like it says, toidah shlamav. For example, like we have the pasuk chatas hakol. What it means is the sin of the assembly, or teres meisha avdi, the Torah of meisha my servant. So when it says toidiv shlamim, it means the toidiv of the shlamim. So toidiv is in the category of shlamim. So if you do a toidiv shlamim, it's kasha. But the ain't shlam kura toidiv, but a shlam is not called a toidiv. So you see that that's what the pasuk is teaching, and not to tell you that it has to be the zvicha for which we're teaching for shina bailam of the carbon toidiv. That says the gemara. No, anan mizevach kamina. Our drasha, we were learning from the extra word zevach. Abba Chanan was learning from the words toidah shlamav. That doesn't contradict. There's two things, two different words that we're learning out from this pasuk. But the gemara still asks. But we still need to have for the following brisa, which in Teres Kayanim, this brisa is taught by this pasuk of Ubisar zevach toidah shlamav, where the pasuk continues, as we mentioned, that on the meat of his carbon toidah of his shlamim, b'yem karbanu yoichal, on the day that he sacrificed it should be eaten, which teaches us that the carbon toidah is eaten for that day and that night. Says the brisa, chatas v'ashem inayin, how do we know that the same limitation of only being one day and one night, it applies to karbon chatas and ashem too, that's in contrast to shlam, which is 2 days, tamalayim zevach. That's what the extra word zevach comes to teach. Which sacrifice? Other sacrifices, chatas and ashem. So you see, that's what it's being taught for, and not to say that it has to be zvicha l'shem toida. Says the Gemara, but im kein, if that would be the case, that it was only for that drasha that this price is saying, to include a chatas and ashem, that its consumption is only for a day and a night, then nichter kred, and the pasuk should have been written in the following sequence. Should have written, ubesar toida shlamav zevach, and the meat of the toida of a shlamim is a slaughtering. Meaning it should have said it at the end of the word zvicha, where it talks about the eating. And it would have told you that the zvicha, the zevach, the carbon of chatzis nashim, is also for one day and one night. My zevach, why does it say zevach toida? Why does it say the word zevach when it talks about the sacrificing? Oh, Shema Menotarte is teaching us both things. Yeah, the extra word zevach teaches chatas and ashem, but also, why did it say it earlier in the pasuk by the hakrava and not by the echila, is to tell us this halacha also that it has to be zvich l'shem taida, which again is not teaching us shina kodesh because we already know that, must be teaching us shina bailam. So the Gemara says, fine, so ashkan zvicha. So we have a source that you have to do it for the purpose of this owner when you're slaughtering. Shar avoydus menon. How do we know the other avoydus of kabbalah, halacha, and zvicha that they also have to be with the intention of this owner and not for a different one? Says the Gemara, v'chitei v'leilif mezvicha, and if you can think, so let's learn it out from slaughtering. But says the Gemara, no, as we said by Shina Kodesh, malazvicha, we find stringencies by slaughtering, shekein peisel shalei l'shem oichel mepesach, where it gets invalidated if one slaughters a carbon pesach for those who can't eat, which is unique to zvicha. Maybe therefore because of that unique stringency, it also is the only one that has the problem of Shina Baila. On that, says the Gemara, we know it from Nemra Zvicha B'Shina Kodesh. It says, the halacha of slaughtering, which we brought a source, that you can't change the designation of the carbon. Nemra Zvicha B'Shina Bailam, and we just brought a source also, regarding you can't change the attribution of the owners, also regarding slaughtering. So make the following comparison. Ma Zvicha Mur B'Shina Kodesh, just like slaughtering by the change of the designation of the carbon, Lo Yichalakta Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avodis, you did not differentiate between slaughtering and all the other Avodis, because as we said, we already brought sources to include all the other Avodis. So Zvicha Mur B'Shina Bailam, so too slaughtering by the change of the designation of the owners, also Lo Yichalak Ben Zvicha L'Shar Avodis, we're not going to differentiate between slaughtering and all the other Avodis. That's what Zigmund knows. That's not a good comparison. Because Ikle Mirfrech, you could refute the comparison of Shina Bailam from Shina Kodesh. Because Malashina Kodesh, because whereas we find four stringencies that's unique to the change of the designation of the carbon over that of Shina Baila. First of all, Shekein Psula Bekufay, because first of all, it's an invalidation in the carbon itself. One is changing it from an Oilo to a Shlamim, which Gemara later on is going to explain what this is. And second of all, V'yet in contrast to Shina Baila, where the carbon is the carbon, it's just for a different person, it's not in the animal itself. Second of all, V'yeshna Ba'arba Avoidis. The psula of Shina Kodesh applies by all the four types of service of a carbon, meaning whether if it was slaughtered shaloi lishmai, or received, or transported, or sprayed shaloi lishmai, meaning even if, let's say, it was only the thought process, the cognitions, was only on the slaughtering shaloi lishmai, it's going to be pasul, like we included before. Now, in contrast, Shina Bailam, it actually only applies to the throwing of the blood. What does that mean? Didn't we really include before that we said that we just said the slaughtering is going to be possible by Shina Bailam? That's actually only if the slaughtering is done with the stipulation, meaning with the intention that he's going to spray the blood for someone else's atonement. But actually, if he slaughtered it for a different owner, but he didn't have in mind and didn't mention that it's with the intention of throwing the blood for someone else, that actually is not a thought process that would invalidate the carbon, because Shina Bailam only applies by a carbon regarding the atonement, because it's the owner who needs an atonement, needs that absolvement. Now, atonement is contingent on the spraying of the blood. As the Gemara says this later on in the Perek, where if he says, I'm going to slaughter it for someone else, it's actually kosher. But if he says, I'm going to slaughter it with the intention of throwing the blood for someone else, that's going to be possible. And so too applies by Kabbalah and Halacha, doesn't apply Shina Bailam, only if he thinks during those two Avodas to receive it with the intention of throwing the blood for someone else. So that's a second stringency that applies by Shina Kodesh or Shina Bailam. Third of all, V'yesh Nelacha Misa, the Shina Kodesh applies even after the owner's death, where if, let's say, someone designates a carbon and he passes away, then his inheritor brings it as a carbon, so it still applies the invalidation of Shina Kodesh, because if it's supposed to be one type of carbon, he brings it with something else, that's a problem. But there's no more problem with Shina Bailam, because, what do I mean Bailam? The Bailam are not here, they're already dead. So therefore, that's only a problem with Shina Kodesh, Achamisa, and not Shina Bailam. And the fourth stringency is V'yeshna B'tziba K'beyachad. Shina Kodesh applies whether if it's a carbon being brought by the public or by an individual. In contrast, Shina Bailam doesn't apply by a carbon tziba, because you can't switch it to a different Bailam. Everyone is the Bailam. Now, continues the Gemara in Amud Beis that the Aval gav the Tarti Lav Davka. Now, although that actually two of these four is not really so precise, meaning although we asked from 4 points, there's two that are not primary, as the Gemara explains right now, but Tarti Mi Davka, but at least two of them are specific, and therefore it's still going to be a problem about learning out Shina Bailam from Shina Kodesh to say, just like Shina Kodesh is Zvicha and all of them, so too Shina Bailam, we have a source of Zvicha, also for all the Avaydas, it's not true. Now, the Gemara is going to explain which two are not really primary as a refutation, because Maishna Shina Bailam, why are you differentiating by when you change the designation of the owner, that you say, Deloya, the Pesulub Gufoy, that's not considered invalidation in the essence, intrinsically in the animal itself, because you're saying machshava ba'alma, it's just a thought. It didn't do anything to the animal. But shina kodesh nami. Then the truth is, even when you change the designation of the thought of the carbon, when you're doing, let's say, an oilav hashlamim, it's also machshava ba'alma. It's really just a thought. You didn't do anything to the animal. Ella, rather, what are you going to say? No, kimin achshav apostle. But since you thought it regarding the animal, so invalidated, it's achanami kimin achshav apostle. So then shina ba'alma should be the same thing also. When you thought about it, it's invalidated. So that's not really refutation. And moreover, a second point, Ulrav Pinchas Bereder of Mari, the Amar that he says, Yeshin the Baim Lachamis, actually is invalidation of a change of owner even after the death. Gemara later on, the Perek brings this idea, because now the Yershim are the Bailam, so you could still have a problem of Shin the Bailam. So, okay, so those two refutations are not so precise. But Tarti Mi Ikle Mefrach, but at least there's still two refutations that we said regarding Tzibur and Yachid. There's still other questions, and therefore it's not so clear to learn out Shina Bailam and Shina Kodesh. How do you know the other Avodas that they're going to be possible if with Shina Bailam by Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika? So Ella rather says the Gemara, Amr Avashi, he brings a different source. It says, Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, in the Yikra, and this is Perek Aleph Pasuk Daled, where it says that the person does smicha, he has to lean on the head of the carbon oilah. And the Pasuk concludes, v'nirtzaloy l'chaperlov, that it'll be willing for him to be an atonement on him. Which, what brings atonement? That's the zrika, that's the throwing of the blood. What that teaches is, it has to be a love, v'loy al-chaveri, and not on his friend. Obviously, you see that the zrika, the throwing of the blood, has to be, l'shem bailam, has to be for the owner. And that is the Gemara, v'hai l'hochi u'da'as, is that really what this Pasuk is coming to teach? Look at the Tanya, but this pasuk is coming to teach a different halacha, which we learned in the following brisa. It says v'nirtza l'chaper lov, that it will be in the willingness for him to be an atonement on him. Rav Shimon Aimi says, what does this pasuk teach? Es she'olav, that which is on him. For example, a neder, a vow, where a person says hare olai oila, I'm taking a vow; it's incumbent upon me to bring a carbon oila. Says Rav Shimon, that's where chay b'chayusa. That's where he's liable for insuring responsibility. Where if let's say he designates an animal for his neder, and then it dies or gets stolen, where he's actually going to be responsible to bring a replacement carbon, where that's how you read the pasuk. It means oisai, where it says that one which is a love on him, that he has to. That's what the pasuk says. Yakrev, he has to bring it v'nirtzale, and that will be an atonement for him. But until he actually sacrifices it, then he's not going to be exempted. And it's not going to be a willingness for him. But for she'ein olav, that animal which is not on him, for example, he says, harizu oilav, this is an oila, so in the chayv b'chayv, then he's not going to be liable if something happens, so he's not going to make a replacement. And v'amar of Yitzchak b'Avdim, he explained, he says, my time, what's the reason, what's the difference? He says, because kiven the amar lie, when the person takes a nether, he says, on me, commanded toin le'ar kasvidim, it's like he's putting on his shoulders, he's taking responsibility. So that's what the pasuk is teaching, that v'nirtza loy l'chaper olav, that it's only when it's olav on him, that's when the ritzui is only going to be when there's a kapara, but before that, then he's not going to be exempt. But it's not coming to teach what we said before, that you have to have the zrika l'shem bailam. Says the Gemara, no, Rav Ashi, m'v'nirtza loy l'chaper kamer. Yeah, the words olav in the end of the pasuk is coming to teach what Rav Shimon just said regarding the chiyuv achrayis. Rav Ashi was learning it out from the words before in the pasuk of v'nirtza loy l'chaper, where the way you read it is loy l'chaper, for him has to be an atonement when he does the zrika, and not for his friend. That's where we know that zrika has to be l'shem bailam, and that's where we have the obligation of zrika. So the Gemara continues, fine. Ashkan zrika uzrika. We have the source, as we said in Amman Aleph, regarding the slaughtering l'shem bailam, and we also have the source, as we just brought, that the spraying of the blood has to be l'shem bailam. Kabbalah minayin, how do we know that the receiving of the blood has to be l'shem bailam? Now, b'chitem l'leilif mezvicha zrika, and if you're going to think to learn it out from the slaughtering and the throwing of the blood, no. Mal zvicha zrika, we find the stringency that applies to slaughtering and throwing the blood. Shekin avoydeh shechayovin lebachutz, it's a type of act of service of a carbon, that if one does it outside of the area of the base of Migdash, then he's going to be liable. Because the pasuk says, asher yishachet mechutz lamachneh b'yikur yitzayin, that there's a problem about slaughtering the animal out of the camp. Now, so too, the same halacha applies to throwing the blood, as the Gemara learns in Perek HaSheched of Kavzayin Medalf, where it says, dam shafach, the blood he spilled, when does one spill blood? That includes the one who throws the blood. In contrast, the receiving the blood and transporting the blood, where there's no liability of doing that act of avodah out of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, as the Mishnah teaches in the last paragraph of Kofid Beis Mabeis, that one of the avodahs, that if one does it outside his putter, includes receiving the blood and transporting the blood. So we can't learn it out from Zvich and Zrika. So Elam Rav Ashi, rather he says, Asim El Nazar. We know it from the halacha of the ram that the Nazar has to bring in regarding his atonement services at the end of his Naziris. So like it says in the Pasuk Bamidbar, it says, the ram he should make as a slaughtering of a carbon shlam. What is this Pasuk teaching? That his the doing, where what's yasa, is all the acts that he does, which includes even Kabbalah, should be for the purposes of being a carbon shlam. Now, the imein the inyan l'shina kodesh. Now, it's not teaching us anything regarding the change of shlamim versus, let's say, an oila, the nafkeli mahasim. We already learned it on Amen Aleph on the top, that we already have the all the four avoiders regarding shina kodesh. So, what's this coming to teach? So, that's the Talmudic principle, like we said, like imein the inyan, tenei in l'shina bailam, then we'll apply it to shina bailam, that all the activities, all the avoiders of a carbon have to be for this owner and is a problem if one does it with shina bailam. Now, on that as the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha bar Abba l'Rava says, how do you see from this pasuk to include all the avodas, including Kabbalah? Ema, maybe say that you should, if you darish, you should expound this pasuk in a different way. Say as follows. Yase klal. When it says to do, that's a general statement. Makes it sound like all the activities of a shlamim has to be, yeah, for the namesake of these owners. But then the pasuk continues and says, zevach, which is a prat, that's a specific. As we said, the word zevach means slaughtering, that maybe only shchita has to be lishma. So you have a klalu prat, you have a general categorical statement, and you have a specific. And we know that halacha is ein b'chlal el mashav prat. When you have a klal prat, then nothing is included into this the general, only what is said in the specific, which tells you zvich in midrach in your line, that only the slaughtering has to be l'shem b'alam, and actually nothing else. Says the Gemara, no. Iksev yaseh shlamim zevach kedika amrit. If it would have said, that the pasuk would have said in this way, yaseh shlamim zevach, then it would be like you said, because that would sound like a general categorical statement that would say yaseh shlamim, that all the asiyas, all the activities should be for the purpose of shlamim, and then it would have the word zevach afterwards, which would be a klal and then a prat. But, says the Gemara, hashtu dechsev yaseh zevach shlamim, now that it says in a different order, where it doesn't really conclude the klal, because it doesn't tell us when it talks about yasa what should be done with the activities. Because the word zevach, which is the prat, interferes. Because yasa shlamim would tell you, okay, the klal is all the activities should be l'shem shlamim, but it doesn't conclude it. It goes yasa and zevach, it doesn't finish the klal, and goes with the specific, the prat, before it says the word shlamim. So that's a general categorical statement that's not complete, doesn't finish its statement. Any klal that's not complete ain't done in oisib klal prat. You can't darshan it in a klal prat, and therefore you can't darshan that way. And therefore, it's like how we said before that all the asiyah should be l'shem shlamim, including kabbalah, halacha, or another approach. Ravinam, he says loyim done it. No, truth is, even a klal she'ain a mali, we would expound normally as a klal prat. But vilashem, the pasuk continues, says yasa zevach shlamim lashem. That word lashem at the end is chaz of a kal, goes and has another categorical statement at the end. Which the Gemara jumps in and asks, "Amalei Rav Acha medifti l'Ravina?" He asked him, "Ravina, v'holei dami klal kamal klal brasa. How can you go ahead and learn this as a klal or prat or klal, but the first general statement is not the same as this, as the last general statement? Klal kamal mar brasiyas. The first general statement from the word yasa includes only activities which are distinct avodas, shchita, zrika, kabbalah, haylacha, besula, but nothing more." Kol basra, kol Hashem. But the last general statement from the word Lashem includes anything that's done for Hashem, which would sound like any avodah, even not the primary ones, v'afilu shvicha shirayim, even the pouring of the leftover of the remnants of the blood, which is left over after they already did all the zrikas, where it's poured by the foundation of the mizbeach, after you did all the four matanis, and v'aktaras emurim, it would include the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts, which these are things that are, don't even withhold the validity of the atonement, and they would be completed. And they would be included, and so therefore the klalim are not the same. So how could you make a klal prat a klal out of this? Says the Gemara, Hatana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the Tana of the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, which is taught in Masechet Chulin Daf Samach Vav Manav by the parsha of Chagavim of grasshoppers, but klali prati darish kehagavna. He does expound it that way. You don't have to have that the first klal to be exactly like the last klal, and therefore you could have it as a klal or prat a klal, and therefore it would include not just zvicha, but anything that's like the zvicha. Which as Ravina concludes his teaching. So you have a klal or prat a klal. We know that the hermeneutic principle of this is iatadan elikein prat. So you qualify things that are similar to the specific, which mahaprat mafurich, just like the specific that's mentioned, which is zevach, which is slaughtering, is avoida ubin lishman. It's one of the four primary avoidas and has to be done for the sake of that owner. Afkal avoida ubin lishman. So to all acts of service, including kabbalah, halacha, zrika, also have to be done for the sake of that owner. That is the Gemara. Wait a second. Ima haprat mefurish avoida. Yeah, but there's another thing that's specific about the zvicha. Yeah, it's an avoida. But v'chayav nele b'chutz, and it's also something that there's liability, but it's done out of the base of Migdash. So maybe what we include from the klal prat klal is only something that's also would be liable if it's done on the outside. So shchita v'zrika in. So what we would be able to include besides the slaughtering is also throwing the blood, as we mentioned before, is liable for being done outside. But kabbalah v'alacha loy. But we still wouldn't have a source for the receiving of the blood and the transporting of the blood. Or inami, or another way that would create a problem, we could say as follows. Mahaprat mefurish, just like the specific that's mentioned, which is the zvicha, is the slaughtering, is davar toin saf, and that sometimes the slaughtering has to be done in the northern part of the courtyard of the azara, let's say when it's done by kadshe kadishim, and also the yeshnoi b'chatoyes apanimis, it's something that applies by certain carbon chatas that are brought inside in the heichel. Afkal, so maybe then we'll only include also things hatoin safan v'yesh mechatoris apanimis that requires at times the northern part of the azara and is done mechatoris apanimis, and that would tell you shchita v'kabbalah in slaughtering and receiving the blood. But zrika lai, that would not include zrika, which is not, does not have to be done on the northern part and is not done mechatoris apanimis. So that ends the Gemara. You're right. Ikal me mahachi. You could say like this, meaning that what are we learning from the klal prat to klal? It's an avod that requires the north, and therefore we would include Kabbalah. And ve'ikle me'mahachi, you could also say the other way, that it's something that is an avod that you're liable on the outside, which you include Zerika. So shkulenhein. So both of these measurements are equal. So which one are you going to exclude? If you're going to expound this way, I'll say expound it the other way. And therefore, obviously, since the Torah was not specific and is ambiguous, ve'yavoyishneim, so both of them are going to be included, and therefore you're going to have a source for not only for Shechita, but also for Kabbalah and Zrika. And as Rashi points out, Halacha is never excluded from the Halacha of Kabbalah, so therefore that would tell you also Halacha. Now, or Lishna Achrina, a different version to what we just said, is, for the ground of the last point, is that the Chad, take up Milsa, that each one will stay in its place. In other words, there's no reason for us to exclude one more than the other. Therefore, we're going to include both Zrika and Kabbalah, and again, Halacha is including Kabbalah. Or Iboisim, or a different approach is, that you're right. maybe we should learn it as including only Kabbalah, and we said, well, then we won't have a source for Zrika, because we'll say it's only something that's like Kabbalah, which is Avodah Shetu'in Netzafin, which does not apply to Zrika. Says the Gemara, fine. Zrika, how will we know that the throwing of the blood has to be L'shem Bailam? Mid Rav Ashi Nafka, that will learn that from Rav Ashi, like we mentioned before, where it says, V'nirtza Loy L'chaper, and Loy L'chaper means to say that for him, it has to be an atonement, not L'shem Bailam Acherim. And then the Klal Prat Klal will come to teach us to include Kabbalah, because if it would be teaching like for Zrika, which we had asked, that we don't need, because we know it from Rav Ashi's teaching. So the Gemara says, fine, Ashkechan Ayal Nazar. So we have a source by the ram of the Nazar that applies by all the four avoidance as we just taught. But Shar Shlam Menon, how do we know it applies to all types of carbon shlamims? Now, Bechite Menelef Me'el Nazar, if you're going to say learn it out from El Nazar, which is also a type of a shlamim, no. Ma'ale El Nazar, we find a certain stringency that applies to the ram of the Nazar. Shekin Yesh Imoim Dom Machem, that together with that ram, he has to bring a karban chatas, a karban oila, which are other types of bloods. So we see there's certain stringencies that apply to the nazar, so maybe therefore his ayil nazar has to be l'shem ba'al ma'ol afa avoidis. How do we know the same thing would apply to other karban ishlam? That says the Gemara, no, because im kain, if that would be the case, nichtiv shal mei. My shlamim, why does it say with the extra mem sofit, the end of mem at the end? L'rabbis kol shlamim, that's coming to include every karban shlamim that these halachas apply. So the Gemara says, fine, ashkechan shlamim. So we have a source for Karban Shlamim, both for Shina Kodesh, as we said in Omen Aleph, and both for Shina Bailam, as we just said right now. But Shar Kol Kodesh Menon, how do we know regarding all other Karbanas, that there it also applies the Halach of Shina Bailam by all the four Avodas? Now, Bechite Menelf Meshlamim, if you're going to say learn it out from Shlamim, no, Ma'al Shlamim, we find a certain stringency that applies to Shlamim. Shekein Tu'un and Smicha, by Karban Shlamim, the owner has to lean on the head of the animal. Unesachim, it has to bring libations, which are certain liquids that are poured in the Mizbeach. Utnufas Chad V'Sheik, also they have to lift up the thigh and the breast of the animal, in contrast to other Karbanas. Some of them do not require smicha nor nesachim, like for example, Bukhar, Maestra, and Pesach. Some of them don't require nesachim, like Chatzis Nashim. And by all of them, there's not one of them that require, like by Shlamim, the tenufa of the Chaz and the Sheik. So we can't learn from Shlam. So Ella rather says, the Gemara, Amakra. The Pasuk says, Amayikra, Zaysa Taira. This is the Taira, this is the law, La'ayla, La'mincha, La'chatas, La'ashim, for a Karman Ayla, a flower offering, a Chatzis offering, a Ashim offering, Ulamilum, and for the inaugural process when they were dedicating the Mishkan, Ulzevach HaShlamim, and for the Karban of the Shlamim, which, Hekish Nakasav L'Shlamim. The Pasuk is equating all the Karbanas to Shlamim, which teaches us mashlam, just like by the Karban Shlamim, Bein Shina Kodesh, Bein Shina Bailam, Bein Lashma, whether for the designation of the type of carbon that it is, or whether the owner of the carbon has to be for that namesake, of course, so to all carbonists, Bein Shina Kodesh, Bein Shina Bailam, Bein Lashma, for all the avodas, regarding Shina Kodesh and Shina Bailam, it has to be for that namesake. Now that the Gemara concluded and brought the source for that, so the Gemara says, okay, now that we know it has to be Lashma, both for the namesake of the animal and for the owner, then say, maybe say that when it is slaughtered, not for its namesake, lifsaluish, should actually be puzzle, because it wasn't done according to the halacha, which we just brought sources that it has to be done lishma, and maybe then the throwing of the blood should not permit the meat to be eaten. All along we said in our Mishnah that, okay, it's not going to fulfill the obligation of the owner, but it's kasher, which means to say the blood can be thrown, the meat can be eaten. Why? Say it wasn't done appropriately and it's puzzle. So the Gemara Amakra, the pasuk says in Devarim, that which comes out of your lips, which when one takes an obligation to bring a carbon, you should safeguard and you should do, kash in the dart, like you took a vow, a gomer, etc., that for Lashem al Kecha. So the pasuk concludes, Nedavah shedibar to beficha, it's the donation which you had said with your mouth. Ask the Gemara, hi Nedavah, it's a Nedavah donated offering. Nederhu, it's a vow, like we said, there's a fundamental difference. Neder, as we said, for Mishimon, is an achrayis, because he's taking out a vow, it's Hari Olai, Nedavah is Hari Zu. How are we calling a Nedavah when we just said Kash Nedarta? So Ella, rather, what's the Pasuk saying? As follows. Im Kamash Nedarta, Sisa, if you did according to, as you had taken the vow, which means you did a Lishma, then you hey Neder, then it will be considered a fulfillment of your vow and fulfilling the obligation. But Vimlav, then Yehei Nedava, then it'll be considered a donated carbon. So what you see is, even though it's not all about Moshem Chayva, but you see it's going to be kasher, and therefore that's the source that it's going to be kasher after the fact, although the Ketchila should be done Lashma, but it's not going to be possible. Now, says the Gemara, V'itzuch Meitzuch Sevasecha, we needed this Pasuk of Meitzuch Sevasecha, and V'itzuch Zay Sater, we needed the Pasuk we brought before of Zay Sater, where we learned that all the other carbons from Shlamim, and that you shouldn't say that what do you need that pasuk for? You could learn it from Meitzeh Sevasecha that tells us that initially has to be done Lashma, because the pasuk is telling us, if you don't do it, Oh, then it'll be like Nadava, which obviously tells us that initially you should. So if you already know from Mitzvah Besecha, why do you need the Pasuk as a Satar? Says the Gemara, the Ikas Rechman of Mitzvah, because had we only had this Pasuk, we just brought up Mitzvah Besecha Tishmer. So then as we continue on top of Heimat Alf, where some say the Gir Sahava mean or not, Lo Yoda B'mai. So then we wouldn't know what does the Pasuk mean when it says Mitzvah Besecha Tishmer. That which comes out of your lips you should safeguard, because it doesn't say explicit in the Pasuk what it's referring to, that it would apply to the acts of service of a covenant, that it should be Lishma. Maybe it's not talking about the Allah of Lishma. So Kasav Rachman, Zay Sater, that's what we needed the Pasuk we brought before, which of Zay Sater, which compares all the Karbanas to Shlamim, to say that just like by Shlamim, it requires to be done Lishma, both of Shina Kodesh and Shina Balam, so to all other Karbanas. Now, because Rachman is Zay Sater, but had we only had that Pasuk, have a mina liftsalu, as we said before, then we would have thought that, okay, if you don't do the Shema, it's invalid. Kasav Rachman, the Mitzvah Sebesecha, that's what being that Pasuk, which tells us that if you don't do Kasha Nedarta, then it's going to be Nedava, which tells us that you did not fulfill the obligation of the Neder, but it's still going to be Kasher as a Nedava.